That must mean time for business, and Emma Hatton is in with us. Kia ora, Emma. Firstly, onto the markets.
Kia ora, Susie. Yeah, well, things have cooled off after the huge rally yesterday. Globally, it was a massive day for trading. Early data by Reuters shows nearly $2 trillion was traded on Monday. That has cooled off a bit now. Investors now look to be pulling money out of the big tech companies and moving to sectors expected to benefit from a full reopening of the economy, like energy and industrials. That tech correction is bringing the NASDAQ down. It's currently down 0.7%. The S&P is more or less flat to the upside at the moment, up 0.1%. And the Dow Jones is benefiting from the shift. It's up 0.9%. Meanwhile, the NZX Top 50 Index ran out of puff after a stellar start yesterday. It was up more than 2% at the open. Still managed a record close, though, 12,612 points after rising 50 points or 0.4%. And in the currencies, New Zealand dollar still strong against the US, 68.2 and 93.7 Aussie.
Now, the head of the country's largest construction firm says it's steering well clear from cutthroat bidding, which has resurfaced in the sector.
Yeah, Fletcher Building's chief executive Ross Taylor says low-ball bidding is getting out of control, particularly in the commercial building sector. A recent survey has found struggling construction firms are slashing their margins in a bid to secure new contracts. But Mr. Taylor says his firm won't be caught in a race to the bottom, type behaviour, and will continue with its low-risk approach to construction.
I don't think cutthroat bidding and crazy competitive behaviour is ever a thing of the past. It goes through cycles, and you can never predict what some of your competitors will or won't do. What you can control is what you do, and that's what we're focused on. Yeah, so we've got very strong disciplines around that.
And we'll hear more from Ross Taylor later in the hour.
Now, Sydney Milk is expecting a flat full-year profit after a rough first half.
The company plans to raise $200 million through a share issue to pay down its debt and get itself ready for a new production arrangement it has with a large anonymous multinational customer. Very curious. However, that deal won't bear fruit until 2023. In the meantime, Synlait's chief executive Leon Clements says there has been low demand for its infant formula product in the first half of the financial year, which has dampened its full-year outlook.
We have a very seasonal business, and we ask investors not to judge us just on our half-year results, but look at us on our annual trends. We're seeing that exacerbated a bit as our key customer resets their own inventory levels, so we are expecting a slightly softer first half in particular, and that will have an impact overall.
And Leon Clements says demand is expected to pick up in the second half. I'll be back at around 10 to 7. We'll take a look at market exuberance and the state of the commercial property sector.